This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now, I was downstairs earlier having a chat with the people from Midsummer.
Oh, because that's not that far away.
It's not, is it?
No.
It doesn't make you, when you look out the window, it doesn't make you want to think of Midsummer.
Well, it doesn't look like.
It makes me wish for it.
I know, I agree completely.
Mm.
But, I mean, summer's only, 3 weeks away.
The weekend looks good.
Yes.
It 20, didn't we? 25.
Yes.
And then Monday, I think it's 28.
Yeah, that's right.
That's nice.
If it stays like that, then yes, summer is only 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
But anyway, you were with Midsummer.
And but what it got me on to thinking was that you'll enjoy this, that I'm going to be doing some Dolly Diamond filming at the Crown Metropole.
Oh, okay.
I shan't mention their name again because you get in trouble.
Do you get a whole week staying there?
No.
No?
I don't think I get anything,
no,
to be honest, apart from having a laugh.
Yeah, good.
So I'm going there, going to be doing these
just
little
like
bits.
Joy Wednesday, 4 to 7,
exactly.
Isn't it?
I just want more work like that. But basically I said what I'd really like is to be a member of staff and try. So I got to go there yesterday and try on all the various uniforms.
Oh, so like,
and of course, it's lady uniforms.
Mm.
And Nolene was down there.
Right,
she works as a seamstress, chief seamstress.
Oh, okay, good on
she
her.
She was handing me the various outfits.
So they like these are what kind of outfits? Like housekeeper,
well, housekeeping.
Yes.
You know, I've got to be housekeeping.
Oh my god, of course.
I've got to walk around with that maid's trolley.
Yes,
then we
definitely
were down where the, you know, the staff are, and I noticed the minibar stocker.
Right.
And I thought, got to do that.
Oh, God. I mean,
one for Dolly, one for me.
Oh, my God, exactly.
Hasn't everybody
knows their way around a minibar, it's you.
Well, do you know, it got me thinking, though, hasn't everybody got a minibar story?
A minibar story, yes.
You must have.
Oh.
Everybody's gone to a hotel and thought, I'm going to nick it, or I'm not going to pay for it. Or, you know, I've gone and done it where people have said, I've put tea.
Yeah. Yes, or
whiskey.
A bit of water.
Yeah,
because there's a scene in Priscilla where they do that as well when they're checking into the hotel.
Yeah.
So I think we need to hear people's minibar stories.
Maybe if you're out there and you've got a minibar story.
Yes.
You know, the one that I heard of people doing is when you have to do it when you first get there and you ring down and say, oh, there's some items. I've noticed some items are missing. Because if you do it when you're leaving, it looks like you did it.
Definitely. So what do you do? Like, so you actually, do you mean you take the items out and it's, say they're missing?
I mean, I wouldn't do that.
No, but that's what you've heard.
Someone might do that,
right.
You know. And I've, you know, you could do it with anything. You know, there's no bed.
Yeah.
You know, I've arrived and there's no bed in the room.
The Bible's missing from the bedside table.
Anything, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the best way.
But honestly, have you done that? Have you rung and said there are 2 bottles of vodka missing?
Well, years ago I did, yes. Mm. Not now.
No.
Because I'm too honest. But I would actually do it with towels as well. Because I had this thing about having hotel towels. Where I would say, oh, there doesn't seem to be any towels in my room. And then I would immediately accidentally put a couple of towels in my bag.
Of course.
You know, I had the nicest towel cupboard
I can only imagine.
In the world.
Well, when?
Other than the hotel.
Yeah, that's right.
But they can write it off.
Of course.
You know.
They expect it,
they
I'm
do,
sure.
They do, you know. That's part of your bill.
When we were in Barcelona a few years ago, Robert, we were staying at the Axel Hotel. Now, the Axel Hotel advertises itself as hetero-friendly.
Right.
So it's basically like we're on Wellington with nicer rooms.
Yes.
And Robin was like, I want to go. So we were there and he may have done the same thing.
Right.
You know, because he wanted a new towel.
Yeah.
And so he took one with him. Mm. And then we were like, okay, yeah, that was cool. And so we were, he was going to book again to go when we were going this year. And we were splitting up for a few days.
Oh.
And he was going to Barcelona and I was going to the Sound of Music.
Of course.
Of course.
Yep.
And he goes to me, yeah, I'm going to Barcelona. He goes, I was looking at the prices. He's like, the Axel Hotel, it's like a third, if not double the price of all the other hotels in the area. He goes, but I've got to stay there. I need to get another towel.
See?
So that's what he did.
Yeah. you know, it's worth it. I mean, but as I say, I wouldn't do that. I don't need the towels now.
No.
I've got, you know, because it's not, my fascination with them is gone.
Bathrobe, maybe.
Yeah, or the bed, as I said, you know, the table and chairs, if it's nice.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Now, we're talking all things hotels and, you know, well, I mean, if you've got a good hotel story, I mean, and who doesn't?
Yeah.
Let us know, 0427-JOY-949. But many years ago, I was working at a fast food restaurant.
Oh, yes.
And we went to, we had this, like, every year, they'd send us on this, like, kind of convention kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, it was you would sit in these things all day, and then you'd go out at night, and they'd just basically pay for everything.
Nice.
And then they'd pay, because we were from the country, they'd pay for a hotel for us for the night.
Right, yeah.
A very cheap hotel, I might add. But nevertheless, a hotel. And so one year we were at this thing and I was sharing a room with this other guy that worked for us called Daniel, who I'm still friends with now.
Oh.
And Daniel and I got back to the hotel and we'd had a couple of Pepsis and so we were feeling, you know, full of energy.
Sugary flavoured drinks.
Definitely, yeah. And we were walking along the hallway of the hotel. And you know how, like, when you're in a hotel, you can order food in, right? And then after someone's, like, finished it, they leave the plate outside the room.
Yes.
Right.
Dolly Parton lived off that for a while.
Did she?
She did.
Wow.
Not yours, but, you know, Nashville.
Well, we didn't order anything because we didn't need to.
Right.
Because as we're walking back along the thing, there were all these kind of half-eaten meals.
What?
Which my friend Daniel picked up and took back to our room.
Somebody's half-eaten dinner.
And ate.
Really? No. And why would you do that?
I don't know.
Because you were drunk.
I didn't eat any.
No,
I didn't.
No, because when was this? This was when you were a little bigger.
That's true, but I'd eaten enough already.
How you got big?
No. Eating someone's half-eaten schnitzel. If anything,
are
I'm getting food.
Are you staying here?
Points.
No, I'm just eating. Just having me dinner.
What? I know.
Because, I mean, obviously we'd do that if you were starving. I mean,
no, we weren't starving.
No, well, why were you doing it?
I didn't do it.
Why did your friend do
it? I don't know. And he doesn't know either.
Well, that's something wrong with you. That's what it is.
The best part was after he'd finished eating this schnitzel, he said, I'm going to get dessert.
Oh, my God.
And he came back with a melted bowl of ice cream and ate that too.
This is something that's not right.
Well, I know. And I remember telling the boss man and she goes, oh my God, you're going to get hepatitis.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know if he did.
Wow.
It's not around anymore.
What a strange thing to do.
I know. Well, that's what we thought.
Well,
hotel
I used to take, somebody I know used to take, bugger, like pillows and duvets and things like that because I was on tour and things like that and you wanted just to be comfortable on the
right.
tour bus.
Yes.
You know, so I ended up trying to make a little bed on the bus.
Once you started taking mattresses.
So not the mattress, just the duvets and stuff.
Perfect.
Mm.
Wow.
Sneaking out of the hotel is not easy. You know.
How would you get out with it all?
I can't even remember now. I must have distracted them in some way. I think I started a fire on one of the floors. Or got one of my friends to just start eating stuff from the hallways.
Yes.
How weird.
By an enormous coat.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know it's weird.
Very strange.
Very strange. Mm.
But Dolly Parton used to do it because she was starving in Nashville.
Really?
When she first moved there, she would go to where the hotels were, even if she wasn't staying there.
Really?
She'd wander down the hallways like your friend. But she ended up a country and western superstar and your friend just got hepatitis.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Now, a little list came out. It was on. This was on the same website during the week. And it's a list of things that... Well, this list was written for things that gay men should do before they turn 40.
But we reckon that this list, because we like to include everybody...
Well, it's interesting, isn't it?
That we wonder whether this could work for everyone. And perhaps if you're out there and you've got things you think would be better on this list, because we want to include everyone. So this is if you're a, you know, male, female... female, straight, gay, whatever. Well, whatever you're into.
Let's look at some of the things that are on the list.
Yes.
Here. Things that you should do before you're 40.
Bleeding to death.
Go to a gay pride parade.
Right. All right. Now, what
done it? Have you done it?
Well, I think everybody should play along. You know, if you're out there, have you gone to a gay pride parade? I'm going to go with yes.
Yes, I have.
You have as well?
Yes.
All right. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, yes.
All right.
I think you and I have been to many all over the world, in fact.
Yes, I've been lucky. I've enjoyed most of them.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes a little bit too much.
I agree.
You know?
Gosh.
She'll never forget Brighton Pride.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Get over your body issues and go and be a go-go dancer for a night.
Wow.
I can't say I've done that one.
No, but it's, the, you know, thing is, it's now. You could do that, you know.
Yeah.
You're not even 40
no,
yet, are you?
No, a few years to go.
Yeah. So it's kind of moot for me, really, isn't it? Because I've already turned...
But that's all right.
Perhaps I'm going to make it 50.
All right.
Yeah.
Dress up in drag.
No.
No? Never done that.
No.
Me either. Dress up in leather.
Not really.
I've done that.
Well, I haven't. Mm. You know, I mean, and it's when they have those leather parties and I think, God, I'd like to go to those.
Well, yeah, I think you need to do it.
Yeah, well, I almost went to the Vic Leather one that they had recently.
Yeah.
But I wasn't well. And I just think I feel like a bit of a fraud.
Mm.
You know, because, I mean, you've got to wear, you know, it's just, I used to have a leather waistcoat.
Yes.
But it had fringing and roses on it.
I was going to say, a pink bicycle one doesn't count.
No, it had fringing and roses on it. And I don't think that's the sort of thing they want.
Right.
You know.
Probably not.
I used to love my fringed leather jacket.
Yeah.
And just stand there when I was bored and just go.
I mean, they are cool, but.
Twisting my shoulders and letting the fringe catch on the leather.
Very cool, but
yeah.
only in the 80s.
In the
80s. Think.
Yeah.
Go to a gay wedding.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we've done that.
Definitely. I like that one. Number five is accept that you will never have sex with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Never doing that.
I do not accept that.
No.
Why would you?
Not at all.
I mean, no. I mean, you've got to leave your options and everything else open.
Mm.
I do believe that it could happen.
Yes.
You know, saying no, it's not going to happen, that is ridiculous.
Yep.
Especially when he was Prince of Persia.
It was amazing.
Oh, my word.
I like number 13, stop wearing T-shirts that are two sizes too small.
Yes.
Or stop putting on weight.
Well, the thing is, you know, I guess that whatever size you are, your T-shirts are probably going to stay the same, aren't they? So you go up or you go down.
Yes.
But you still think you can fit into them.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the tricky thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of, you know, that's definitely probably more your gay male.
Yes, I agree.
Who believe that they've, you know, still got the body to wear it. Mm. Or even the fact just because you've got a good body doesn't mean you have to shrink wrap it.
This is true.
You know?
Well.
Sometimes it's nice to have a bit of an illusion there rather than seeing your nip-nips out.
This is a list mainly for men, but we want to know what other things that a gay man should do before they turn 40 and what other things that every woman should do before she turns 40.
Yes.
So let us know, 0427JOY949.
Gay men, number 17, stop being afraid of lesbians.
You done that?
I will never be afraid. I love lesbians. I mean, there are people that are not right from every walk of life.
Yes.
But I tell you what, I've had probably a better nights out with lesbians than I have with some poofs. There you go.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You were going to tell us about banging your neighbour called Peggy.
No. All right. So I remember last week I told you a story about this weird neighbour that had, like, found out, Googled in, forgot some of my mail.
She was studying psychology.
Yeah, and Googled me, right. Mm. Anyway, whatever.
It's not a euphemism.
No, it's not at all. Well, the strange things in the apartment block continued this week when there's these girls that live on the bottom level. Now, I have mentioned these girls before. They are annoying.
Right.
Right. They're the kind of tenants who, like, put signs up in the hallway, just like saying things like, oh, can you not leave rubbish on the stairs, this kind of
stuff.
Well,
I don't think I'd like rubbish on the
stairs. No, but, you know, do you need to go to the effort of putting a sign up, or could you just pick the rubbish up?
Are people continually putting rubbish there? It's not my job to keep picking up the bloody rubbish.
No,
just every
now
and again?
I wouldn't even think there was every now and again.
Then it's not. Was there one that they did the one with the bike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
See, they are annoying.
They
bitches.
Are annoying.
I remember them.
And they are like one day, the guy who lives in the apartment below me, they knocked on his door at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and said, could you turn your music down? We're trying to sleep.
Oh, get screwed. Yeah. No way.
No, exactly.
That's not right.
They have like, you know, most people, well, lots of people have like a little no junk mail sign. Mm. Well, you know, I've got one of those.
I have a guard there.
Yes. Yeah. They more or less have a guard. They have an A4 sheet that actually not only says no junk mail, but says no menus, no real
estate. Because that is junk mail, really.
Of course it is. Yeah. No news, but like they itemise. You know, it's annoying, right?
Do we know much about them then? Because they sound like they need a good...
Well, let me tell you what's happened recently in that we have a clothesline, a communal clothesline. Mm. And recently someone just put like, I don't know, about half a dozen old pegs on it. I thought, oh, that's good. Yeah. Like, you know, now you don't have to take your own pegs down each time you want to use it.
Right.
Right. And I thought, what a good idea. And so when I was at the supermarket the other day, I bought some pegs.
Right.
Right. Great. Mm. Recently, someone's been leaving this bike in the thing, and it turned out it was these girls, right? And
oh, I hope you left a note.
Well, I was talking to the guy from the body corporate, and he's like, yeah, well, they're actually moving out.
Oh.
And I thought, hip, hip, hooray. And they've said to us that the bike is just there. In the meantime, it'll be gone soon.
I know.
I was at the clothesline on the weekend, right, on that beautiful sunny day, and I was just getting my washing in, and the woman came up. One of the girls came up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And she started taking some of the pegs. Right. So, and I said, oh, hi. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, we're moving out. And I said, oh, okay. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I'm just taking my pegs. Right. Now, I'd in the meantime bought like a packet of new pegs.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was like, that bitch better not be taking my ones as well. So I was like watching her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like take, I only had like 5 towels there. And so I was taking extra long
to fold up your towels.
I thought, God, what has my life become when I'm getting annoyed about $1 packet
think
of pegs?
You'll find that you have one of my pegs.
Well, she said to me, oh, I'm just taking my pegs, you know, because I put them out, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, cool, yeah. And then I go, oh, I said, and as I was saying, I was like, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Yes.
I said, oh, I did. I put some there the other day. So, you know, don't you go taking my pegs now. Right. Now, I said it trying to be joking, but of course I was serious.
Yes.
Right. Anyway, she took it like completely seriously.
Oh, no. Good. Get rid of the bitch.
In that she's going, oh, is this one of yours or is this one of mine?
Oh, no.
And I'm going, oh.
Let me have a closer look.
Exactly. Well, I think it might be one of mine because it matches these
I've
ones.
I scratched my name in mine.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I should have done. Anyway.
And they're gone now?
Yeah, they've taken their pegs and they're gone.
Who's in there now?
Don't know.
Oh, I hope it might be someone nice.
It might be someone hot.
You might fall in love with them.
Might have to log on to Grindr.
You might have one of the things off the list. You might go to a Broadway musical.
Yes.
You might expand your horizons and find a fetish.
Maybe.
Mm.
Pigs.
It's exactly right. I could show you where
Royal
to put
Daltons
them.
Royal Daltons with Michael and Glenn on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.